fourth paragraph, Yud and fourth Mishnah. Eved shenishba padul. Eved that was taken to captivity, and somebody redeemed him. Im l'shum eved yishtaved. If the second person redeemed him on the condition that he will work, the eved will work for him, so he will work for him. Im l'shum ben chayim lo yishtaved. If he redeemed him to be a free person, then he goes free. Shekam leilayim ben kach ben kach yishtaved. He made a takana that no matter what happens, he should become an eved to the first master after he's redeemed. Why? Because we don't want eved that is not so happy with his master to run into the enemy camp and be taken to captivity, and then somebody else will free him. Eved shasoy rabbi poitki lachem, eved that his master made him put a lien on him for other people, that the master took a loan, and he said that the lien is on this eved, that if I don't pay back, you could get the you could take the eved as payment of a document. The shichero, and afterwards the master freed his eved. So basically, the whole lien on the loan disappeared. So shuris adin ein eved chayav klum. It's not that the eved's potter because the eved didn't take a loan; his master took a loan. Tikkun oylem koyfim is rabba ba'isa oisay ben chayrin, because the tikkun oylem before the master. And we say that Rabbi over here means the second master, the one that that collected this lien, and he makes him into Ben Chayrim. The Koyser Shtarl Damav. So we have the second master. What happened over here? The first master made this Eved as a security for a loan. Then the first master freed him. We asked the second master, and it was the Malva, who was potentially had the right to exercise a lien, to write a shtar shichud. It shouldn't look like he really should have been the eved of the second person. And Kaiser shtar dovav, and then he writes a document that he still owed the value. The eved writes a document for his value to the second person. This was a takan also that. We don't want people to say that the second the Malva is going to say you really belong to me, and they're going to say it's not really a Jew, a kosher Jew. So to prevent this laz, this lashon hara, they'll be said against him. They demanded after the Eved became a free man, he's going to write a shtar. He's going to pay back the Malva the money of the loan. This is tikkun olam. Rav Shim Gamliel says the Eved doesn't have to pay anything because he didn't do anything wrong. But the master who freed him has to pay. Why? Because he basically destroyed the lien that was on his property by freeing the Eved. So since he caused the Malva to lose out by removing the lien, he has to replace the lien by paying back the money from another source.